Today is 4 minutes past three. It's the 27th of May 2018, and me and Kim were away in this wonderful lodge that God really blessed us with. You know, when we desire something from God, then He's going to give it to us. And I realized how we got this blessing, because a few days before I understood that it was going to be an expensive weekend according to the world's way because of the bank holiday Monday. And then I started to say to God, Father, you get me the blessing, you get me a place that is reduced, and that I don't have to pay full price, Father, but because we just want 2 nights away. And so I thank you that you've made this available. So I already confessed that, and I totally forgot about this. This was like Monday. And then it come to Wednesday, and then I started to look. Kim was going on at me, you better get this sorted out now, because we're going to have nowhere and it's going to be really expensive. And I said to her, no, God's got something for us, and it's going to be okay. And then when we started to ring around, we wanted to go to Swanage, but Swanage was really fully booked up. So, I mean, it's nice to go to new places, because we have either ever go to Minehead or Swanage. So I started to ring around, and I come across this place here on the internet, and I rung it because it had Swanage mentioned, so I thought it was Swanage. But when I found out it was about an hour and a half away from Swanage, but it looked absolutely beautiful, and the lady said the places is totally, there's a few places left, and she had a couple of lodges, and I asked her how much, and she said they're about between £750 and £1,000. And I said, oh no, that's way too much for us. I said, we only want 2 nights. I said, I can go on a holiday for that. And then I just started to share with her and talk with her. And then she said, hold on, let me have a look. She goes, well, we got 2 lodges left, 1 bedroom. Unfortunately, we haven't got a hot tub outside, but one of them has got a sauna. And I can allow you to have that one. And then she mentioned the price to me, which was £150. She said, I can let you have these 2 nights for £150. She said, that's a massive reduction for you. I took it, and I was just really blessed, but I already sown the seed. So what I was thinking about today was, like, our words and energy, and that our words produce an effect. What we think in our heart produces an effect. And the example that was coming to my mind was like a microwave. If you've got a microwave, you've got a frozen steak and kidney pie, say, that frozen steak and kidney pie needs 3 minutes to defrost. So you put it into the microwave, you put it onto 3 minutes, and it defrosts. Now, what's going on in that microwave? You cannot see nothing happen apart from it's going around, you see the light on, but you can't see the energy waves that are going through that pie, right, to make it defrost. And then after that, you want to warm it up, you want it to be hot, so you put it to cook, and then you put it on for 1 minute or 2 minutes, whatever the instructions are. You follow that, and then what does it do? It goes around in there, you can't see any of the energy waves, but it heats that steak and kidney pie. Voila, you got a nice pie ready to eat. Then I was thinking about wireless. Okay, wireless waves, that gives us our internet. We got signals that come to our phone that gives us our phone. We cannot see them, but these signals all produce an effect and a desired results. We see the digital age where we got images projected onto our screen. We can't see the digital waves that are creating that, but it's there and it produces a result. So it's the same. We need to direct our faith what we want to see, because Jesus Christ said, my words, they're spirit and life, right? Jesus Christ said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and believe in his heart and doubt not, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So our words are energy. When we speak God's word, it goes into effect and it produces the desired results. When that image starts to come to our mind through hearing the word, through speaking the word, we're building the image in our mind. It's projected into our hearts. And then as we say it, we're putting substance, we're giving it substance to go to work in our world. And then there's a time period when we will manifest that blessing. And this is, I can see the similarities of how faith works. So if you think when we speak the negative things and when we come into agreement of this world, right, then we will produce the desired results, lack, struggles, bad relationships. because we built that image in our heart. We're agreeing with what the world says, the world standards of how to do things. But when we start to change the image in our heart to what God's word says, abundance, blessings, peace, joy, and we build that in our heart, we're in relationship with God, we're saying these things out of our mouth, then we start to create and change the things around us, right? So these things just really, really bless me, because, you know, what image have we been building in our heart? What have we been saying? What's your situation now? Do you want it changed? Like when we call health, when we start to claim the promises of God out of our mouth, that by his stripes I was healed, God sent his word and healed us, God has healed us from all our disease, we're calling those promises to us. We're putting them into effect. And when we give it the right desired time, then it becomes manifest. The same with our finances. It's like when we give money, the money isn't the thing that's going to reproduce. It's the giving, the principle of giving. We're operating in that principle. And unbelievers can operate in that same principle, right? So when we do those things and we expect from God, then we're going to start to see that abundance come, the open doors come. We're calling those things not as though they were. They're there. We can't see them, but they come into existence and it needs faith. And then we need to speak and we need to act that way that the word of God shows us how to act. It's like when we speak lack, poverty, sickness, bad relationships, then we're creating more of the same. Okay, then down there is a seed. And as we keep saying that, then what happens? You start to the things that you're confessing, believing, acting upon, or acting a certain way, or thinking in your heart starts to manifest and produce. And then you say, well, I told you that. I knew this would happen. And it's the exact same thing when it comes to the word of God. When we start to build that image of the word in our heart, we start to give it some substance by confession, by action, by repetitiveness, and give it that right amount of time, then it will produce the desired results that God wants us to have. So God set all these laws up for us to operate within, like the law of gravity. There's the law of faith, like it says in Romans. Okay, there's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. There's the law of sin and death. And once we start to operate these things, then we need to start watching what we say. Okay, we need to start watching what we speak about ourselves, what we speak about other people. And it's like I was speaking with one believer who keeps getting the same results and frustration, because that person expects that and speaks that. Even though they might have prayed about changing those things, they don't hold on long enough for it to change. It's like digging their seed up, digging their words up. The good words they spoke, and they dig it up with a negative word. And it's the same with our giving as well. No, we should expect a result, because God has set the principles up for us to operate in them. Unbelievers operate in these principles, but on the negative side, when we start saying what God says, we're agreeing with God. When we start saying all the negative things, we're agreeing with Satan. So we put into effect. He can do his worst work then. But when we start saying what God says, he could do his best work and bring his promises to pass for us. So God was just showing me these things in his word. You know what I mean? Like, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's there, and all the promises of God are there. They haven't disappeared, but they need some substance, they need some confession, they need some action, they need some belief. And when we start saying and finding out what God says we can have, realizing it's there and that we already have it, but we gotta give a voice to it. We got to give an action to it. We got to have the right thoughts towards it. So, yeah, these were just some of the things that was coming into my heart. Yeah, so once we got all those elements right, then we can see the results of it. Once we put all the elements together, like when you make bread, you got dough, you get your dough. And to make it rise, you need to put yeast in there, right? So you've got the right ingredients and things are going to produce. And then I was thinking about this, our words being energy. Obviously, when we pray to God, God goes to work, and we need to put our faith to what we're saying. And then also when Jesus Christ fed the multitudes, the 5,000, what did he do? He thanked God for what he had, the little that he had. He gave thanks to God. And then he broke it, and then what happened? It was multiplied. When he broke it, it began to multiply. And so there was the elements coming together then. But the things were spoken for first. He gave thanks to God. When we think of Elijah, okay, when God sent him to Zarephath, to the widow woman, what did Elijah say to her? He said, go make thee a cake for thee and thy son, but also make me a cake. And the meal in the barrel will not waste. He spoke it first, right? So he gave substance to it. When she acted on that in faith, believing the man of God, the prophet of God, Elijah, then when she acted upon that, when she started to use that meal, then God replenished it. It was multiplied again through, what do they call it, atoms and all that stuff. God used the elements to bring it together. So when we think about our words, Jesus Christ said, my words are spirit and life. When we got the word of God living in us and we're speaking those faith-filled words that God has given us, then it's going to produce an effect. And it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, it's living, it's energy. So our words are so important, and then really believing it in the depths of our heart, we need to project the image of the word inside us, just like the images from the digital realm projects images on the screen. That needs to be in our heart, and then we give it a substance by saying it out of our mouth or by taking that necessary action that God has shown us to do, and then we get the results. So God was just showing me this because it just makes it so very simple to believe how it works, how faith works, how the things are operating in this world. So how do things operate? No, all life is conditioned by the words that we speak, what we believe in our heart, what we say in our mouth. When faith comes by hearing the word, so when someone tells us about what Jesus Christ has done, how that he suffered, how he was beaten, how he was the Passover lamb, that the shedding of his blood was the forgiveness of our sins, the beating of his body was for our health and healing, when those words are spoken, it is given faith, it's given energy to that person to believe. And when that person receives faith to believe that, when they come into alignment with that, they receive the manifestation of that, not just salvation, but also healing. Lots of people that have got born again have had miraculous healings when they've been ill before they got saved. They've heard the message of faith, they've received it, they got born, they got made whole, literally, spiritually and physically. And the manifestation of the physical side of that has happened straight away, even though they haven't seen the spiritual side of it, of the salvation, yeah? In other words, they haven't seen the eternal life yet, but it's there. So our eternal life is already there. It's already been made available. So just seeing these principles at work just really blesses us. Just like we get the elements for water, you put those elements together, bang, it happens. When we put our heart and we synchronize it with our mouth, bang, we get the results of that. When we act in a certain way, then bang, we get the results of that. A lot of people act out in fear and they get the results. They've acted the wrong way, they've feared the wrong thing, they've spoken the wrong thing, which has put them on a course of action to take the wrong action. And it's the same when we get the right information, which we get from the word of God, and then we build that image in our heart and we act on it, then we then see the results, the blessings, the deliverance, the healing. So I just thought that was just really something awesome. You know, when we just learn to see that these principles work, we need to put the right ingredients. Like when you wake up in the morning, like, you know, when you've woke up, you've said to me, I felt very troubled. But when you got that out of your mind and started to get the word of God that already lives in your heart activated in you by your thoughts and your confession, you had to give it a life form, in the sense of you had to give it a release into the atmosphere so that it could change, right? And so really our words are really more powerful than we could ever really think, and God has given us his good words, and we hold fast to the profession or the confession of our faith. That word profession is homologia, which means to say the same thing. So we need to say the same thing as God. And we can see now how God really calls those things not as though they were.
So you were talking about the bread and how you were putting the yeast in it for it to rise. But there is a process. If you put yeast into dough, nothing will happen. If you add the yeast to some warm water and then add it to the dough, that's when the bread rises, because it's the heat that activates the yeast If it's too hot, the water, you will kill the yeast. And if it's too cold, it still won't do anything.
Wow.
So, talking about what you were saying, that yeast, even that has to be detailed in how you use it, because otherwise it'll come to nothing. If it's the right temperature, you add it to the water and then you add that to the dough will rise. If it's too hot, it'll kill it, and if it's too cold, it won't activate it to work.
Wow. So it just shows you can have all the elements, but if they're not worked properly, then you don't get the results, and you think, why isn't this working?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing when it comes to the Word of God. We may know the promises of God, we may know what the scriptures say, but we're leaving out the element of building that image in our heart and saying it with our mouth. Then we think, well, it's not working. I've prayed.
Yeah.
I've done this, but we've spoke against what we've actually prayed. That's why we need to pray and say. Once we pray something, then we keep in line with what we prayed, knowing that is already ours.
Yeah.
See, because faith says we already have it. So,
just praying isn't just enough.
Yeah.
You can pray.
Yeah, but we need to act that way, as well as keep that in our heart. Trusting God, that's an element. To trust God, have full confidence that what God says he's going to do, he's going to do. When we put the ingredients for the bread together, then we can trust God, we can trust knowing that it's going to do what it's going to do. Just like when we put the steak and kidney pie into the microwave, we know we put it on to 3 minutes on defrost, within 3 minutes that is defrosted. Then we take it out or we leave it for a bit, and then we put it back in and it says warm for 2 minutes. So we set the time for 2 minutes. We press it, we know it's going to be warm. So we got faith to believe the things that we can see. And the promises of God you cannot see until you activate it by your prayer and confession and claiming that and then speaking that. Then the given desired time, we see the manifestation of that. It's like a lot of people said, well, I've given. They've just abundantly shared. I've given. And then a week later, they're saying, well, I haven't seen results yet. It doesn't work. But it's not true. There's an amount of time for that seed to grow. And what they do, they end up speaking against what they've just done, saying it don't work. We got to be careful. We got, you know. So these are all just different areas we can look at. But just going through that just really builds our faith. So anyway, I just thought I recalled this conversation between me and Kim. Because,
but it just shows you also that if people are giving and nothing's happening, that they're lacking in some area. Like with the yeast, when you were talking about the bread, you can add the yeast to the bread and you can sit and wait, but nothing will happen because you didn't warm the yeast first. And some people give and then they sit back and say, well, nothing's happening, because there are other things to apply that they may not have done yet. And then when it comes to them thinking that they should receive and they haven't, it's not down to them, it's down to when God says that they receive. God's time is perfect. Just like the timing of the bread, when that yeast is at that right temperature and it's placed in the water, then it will make the bread rise. But it still might take an hour for that bread to rise.
Yeah.
There's still a time factor. It doesn't, as soon as you put the yeast in, it doesn't make the bread rise in 2 minutes. You might have to let it sit for an hour. But if you haven't heated the yeast, you could be sat there for 3 days and it still won't rise.
But it's amazing that when we look at the things around us, we can be just, this is just how the things are. And a lot of people go through life saying, well, this is just how it is. Well, it's not how it is. It's what they've created and what they've been fed to believe and what they've said. They keep reproducing the same thing.
Yeah.
But when we start saying what God says, then we can reproduce what God wants us to have manifest in our life, because all the promises of God are yes and amen. And there's ways to receive those promises. They're already out. We've already received. We just go and help ourselves with the faith and the confession and knowing how these things work. So I just thought it was great to record this conversation between me and Kim, because I thought there were some wonderful things in there that can help our faith and our confession. And we'll share it with you. So God bless your heart. And we've just had a wonderful couple of days. We're on our second day here, actually. And we're just going to get ready and we're going to go and visit this unseen territory in England where we come to. But it's been great, isn't it, love?
Yeah.
So bless your hearts, everyone.